Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and happy Sunday to you and to all of our listeners. Like you said, I'm a primary care doctor here, a family doctor for 20-something years, board certified and the chief of staff at CHI Memorial Georgia, which we'll talk about again in just a second. Big thanks to CHI for being our title sponsor, and also want to thank some other people I work with, Benchmark Physical Therapy. They do an awesome job. LHC Group, that's Louisiana Healthcare. They do sponsor us as well, and we'll have a guest, Jason Lacey, a little later in this show from Home Care Solutions Home Health. He's an occupational therapist there. My thanks to them. Also work with Heartlight Hospice, a wonderful ministry, hospice care to this community, to Northwest Georgia. My great thanks to both of those great companies. And, of course, CHI Memorial. The stuff they keep doing in North Georgia is amazing. We're building that hospital right in our parking lot off of Battlefield Parkway. So thankful to them and to everything they do, both for us at this show and also for, you know, the doctors and the nurses and the residents of this area. CHI has a little message about skin cancer. We're getting into the spring and summer months. We have to start thinking about sun exposure. They want you to know that skin cancer, including melanoma, is a startling diagnosis that brings a flood of questions. At CHI Memorial, we understand and are recognized nationally as a melanoma treatment center that offers exceptional care, knowledge, and compassion. Regular skin checks are important because melanoma can be cured if it is discovered and treated early. It typically starts as a growth or a lesion that differs from the surrounding skin. Not all melanomas develop from moles, and symptoms can vary. So it's very important to discuss changes with your doctor. Call 423-495-7778 to speak with an expert. That's 423-495-7778. Ed, what's going on in your world?
Well, thank you, my friend. And yes, a lot's always going on in the world of nutrition. And we did have a huge gala a week ago, and it was where we celebrated 40 years of being in this community. And I will have to humbly say that I had two standing ovations after my speech of these people who had been loyal followers for some of them almost four decades. And I was just very honored. And it was downtown at the Turnbull, just an amazing evening. I was almost brought to tears, and it was just a moment in time that will be frozen forever. And I appreciate everyone who came and listened. And we're going to post more things about this. I'm actually going to also have the 21-minute lecture speech that I gave. And I talked to you just a few minutes ago, Dr. Green, about this, but there was a very dark segment in the nutrition industry. For 6 years, we were attacked by government institutions. We were set up. We were, their purpose was in order to make nutritional supplements drugs. That was the whole purpose of all the attacks. And even Mel Gibson did a commercial against this that we had posted on Facebook for people to watch. But it was a scary time, a very dark time. I do want to talk about that further down the road. But, you know, Nutrition World is a more of a wellness complex these days. It did start as a vitamin store in 1979, and we've journeyed into a partnership, actually, with all of the different segments of health, like yourself, mm-hmm. who understand that there's not just one path in order to achieve health. You know, in regard, you know, as we talk about, honestly, exercise, foods, mental thoughts, nutritional supplements, there's a whole array of complexity that involves optimal health, and not one person can be the guru of that journey. And that's why we're doing this show. That's why, you know, you also embrace personally all of those components. And I'm just thrilled to know that I can be part of this and that we can, you know, join hands on this path. And, you know, so I also want to say a little bit later about a new card that we introduced at the gala called the Wellness Plus. It's going to actually give you a tremendous amount of services on a very functional and efficient manner that will help you to partner on this journey to health. So, saying all that, let's maybe talk about maybe a place you've eaten or where have I eaten?
Well, I have to roast a friend a little bit. I didn't eat at any great restaurants, anything like that, anything new. I did go out, but nothing really new. But I did go to a birthday party, and someone cooked some amazing dishes. One was beets. I remember you like beets, right? Tell the listeners why.
Well, it is one of the most potent antioxidant foods. It is phenomenal for building the blood. It is, of course, the colored vegetables are where the powerhouse is in regard to antioxidants and with many other compounds, some of which is called indole-3-carbinol, blank, blank, blank. And beets are packed with those. You know, it can, if you eat too many or you drink the juice, can discolor your urine. Because I've had a few, I don't know if you have, Chris, but a few people who have panicked after drinking beet juice. And, of course, it looked like they were bleeding.
Blood. Yeah.
But, yes, especially when I love beets when they're with goat cheese. I don't know. Was this one mixed with cheese?
No, one was it was cooked beets, just pure beets. Very, very good, very flavorful. And the other was a roots dish. I can't remember all the roots she kept telling me, and I'm going to tell you her name in a minute. I'm going to roast that girl. Rhubarb, mm-hmm. Rutabaga, beets. Mm-hmm. It just was full of those. Very flavorful. I couldn't even identify most of the things I was eating, but they were all healthy. Wonderful dishes. Those were cut into chunks like people would do, like new potatoes, something like mm-hmm. that. No potatoes in this that I can recall. But Marlou Dellinger, you have to get me that recipe. Remember I was going to put that on the air? Marlou, you owe me that one. So get that for me, and I will share it again on the air. Maybe put it on the website, too.
Well, we'll post that on Facebook because people are really desiring, you know, personal stories about foods, but then we need to help them prepare that. Now, one thing I do offer, and not certainly by any means here to sell supplements on the air at all, but I do take beet capsules every day. Why would I take beet capsules? Because it produces nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a healthy component that relaxes the arteries. It can be used for sometimes maintaining healthy blood pressure, but also some men are using it as a natural alternative to Viagra, because if you take 2 to 3 beet capsules, you are within 2 hours going to have more nitric oxide, which relaxes blood flow or arteries to make more blood flow. We have test kits in the store that you can test saliva for nitric oxide. My nitric oxide without beets is pretty much zero. When I take 2 to 3 beet capsules, 1 hour later, I have the nitric oxide of about a 30-year-old. So it's not only healthy, but it can be productive too.
Well, I did have some not as healthy meals. I forgot I did eat at Taco Nuga. So I think, have you eaten there?
No. Remind me where it is.
There's more than one. I know of one on East Brainerd. I've eaten there. Very good place. And there's one in North Shore. This was North Shore. What I tried that was different was a habanero salsa. I have never had a salsa that hot. And mm-hmm. that's saying something because I love hot foods, hot mm-hmm. sauces, hot salsas. It's incredible. So if you have an iron stomach and mouth, go try it. It was very tasty and extremely hot. So everybody go try that habanero salsa if you like that kind of thing.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. You know, I try to read every day that information, research, other people who focus on the same path of life that I do, which is the body's ability to heal itself. There's a guy named Dr. Geo, G-E-O. He is actually, he's a naturopathic urologist, one of the few I've ever read, and I love his wise insights. But he had an article this week about those peppers and said it was one of the most, the component of that pepper is the most toxic molecule probably on this earth to fight prostate cancer.
Habanero.
That and cayenne. Those two really are the most potent. Now, I don't have the iron stomach that you have. You know, there are capsules, but they also can heat you up too. but I was really had forgotten the massive health benefits of those peppers. So thank you for reminding me.
Does that apply to other peppers other than those two?
No, just those two. They were the only ones that had that research, and a lot of it's on PubMed, so it's pretty documented stuff. I wish that I could do that. You know, there's two, actually now I can say there's three foods that are super healthy I cannot eat or will not choose to. One is cilantro, one is garlic, and then now the other is those peppers.
And I like all three.
Good.
Good for me.
Well, luckily I like all the other healthy foods that are found. There's no doubt. And I did eat last night at Chopsticks, which is on Lee Highway, privately owned, nice little quiet. That's the one reason I picked it last night. I was by myself and just wanted the quietness of the evening. You know, Korean, Vietnamese food, I always get the same thing, and I don't know how to pronounce it, bibimbap, and it's a fried egg on top, but it has all these vegetables, mushrooms, very well prepared, everything's fresh, and I just really always digest it well. So that is Chopsticks on Lee Highway. And always looking for the new and better and good places to eat, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I will try Chopsticks. You try Taco Nuga.
I will. Now, so there's one on East Brainerd.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I will go out there. As always, these restaurants are full of multiple choices of sometimes very healthy, sometimes not, but some, even the very healthy places will give you plenty of options to destroy your health.
It's basically across from the SunTrust near the Ace Hardware, if you know where that is.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So that gives me another new place to eat. Perhaps tonight that will be the place. Well, you know what? It's already time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to be discussing some options. Would you tell them about Home Care Solutions 1 second?
All right. Home Care Solutions is a local home health agency. It serves Northwest Georgia. I've worked with them for about 10 years. So we're going to talk about them in more detail. Wonderful company. Home health services are far reaching, covered by insurance, Medicare, and private. One of the biggest things we do is try to keep people from going back into a hospital and help people rehab, get back on their feet. So we'll have an occupational therapist trying to get you back to work, other people just trying to get you back on your feet, literally.
You know, that is an avenue that I need to learn more about, because people are struggling in every avenue, including coming into the nutrition world at times, especially with aged parents. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we have, again, a very informative segment coming up with Jason Lacy here in the studio with us with Home Care Solutions. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you.
First off, you are an occupational therapist with Home Care Solutions, and I must admit, I'm never clear, what is an occupational therapist?
Well, and it's a question we have to answer on a weekly, almost daily basis.
Oh, okay, so don't feel so stupid then.
So the first thing I want to clarify is, no, we our prime objective is not to get someone back to work. So occupations in the sense of what a person's role is, mm-hmm. in their everyday lives, you know, whether that be a mother or father or as an employee possibly, but also as, you know, mother, father, husband, wife. You know, just their daily roles, the sake of being able to take care of themselves.
Okay.
So I just learned something too. Look at that. So, I mean, we don't ask these things. You know, in medical school, they don't teach us the difference in physical therapy and occupational therapy. So we assume occupational therapy has to do with occupation.
Right.
It's in the name.
Right, right. Well, in occupation, as in your career, is just one of your occupations that you have as a person. So, if your daily routine is to incorporate being able to, I don't know, go out and do a
shopping,
go out and go shopping, yeah.
Okay.
and you've ever had happen recently, I had a shoulder surgery. Well, I had to rely on other people to either do the shopping for me or, you know, rely on them for transportation.
Okay.
But also someone's impairment for if it's whether from a surgery or for a degenerative condition might involve how can I be able to take myself to the toilet again?
I have got a personal example or a question for you. I know you're with Home Care Solutions, which is the company. My sister had a freak accident. It's now been 9 weeks ago. And her dog, which is very large, just jumped the wrong way in the backyard, broke both her legs. And she's 70, very good health, other than the fact she's now been in a wheelchair for 8 weeks.
Right.
Now she's starting slowly to progress into the walker, but there's a lot still of discomfort. She had to have major surgery on both legs. And, you know, as Dr. Green certainly would fully understand, you know, one leg being broke is bad enough. But when you have both, it totally disables, especially when you're 70 and you have a weaker upper body.
Right.
So for her, you know, her big chores is like actually getting to the mailbox because of the driveway. Or I took her to Target the other night because she needed to do some shopping. And she's not able to do this on her own, which she shouldn't be yet. But there's also, you know, just the mailbox thing. How could Home Care Solutions help a person like my sister?
Well, once the person has been referred for a home health assessment. And
now, when you say referred, so we would need or she would need a physician to refer. Is that right, Dr. Green?
A physician or a provider, nurse practitioner, or PA. Do you know off the top of your head, does it have to be an MD to sign that? I'm thinking it does, or the medical director has to sign off on that. Ultimately. Can you be referred by a nurse practitioner?
You can, but I think ultimately it has to be signed off by the primary
MD
physician.
Or DO has to sign off. Yeah, that's MD, what I was thinking too. So referral by any PCP.
And then she would make that request, right?
Right.
Okay. So she's saying to herself, I need some assistance to teach me how to live my life more effectively. She would ask her physician, say, I heard about Home Care Solutions. What would happen then?
Okay. So typically, depending on what her nursing complications could be, she may be referred for a nurse assessment, as well as a physical therapy and occupational therapy assessment. The physical therapist will be more evaluating some of her lower extremity impairments and helping her transition back to ambulation, if that's, you know, going to be a feasible goal for her. And with the occupational therapist, they're usually going to go in, do a home assessment, see what things are, if there's any kind of a medical equipment that she may need, you know, recommended as to help her have a safer, you know, transfer in and out of the bathroom, in the shower, you know, what type of shower does she have? Is it a tub shower, a walk-in shower? Is it the toilet? Is it a low toilet, high toilet? You know, is there going to be a need for any kind of safety rails put in place? Or, you know, some people, they have to rely on a bedside commode because they can't safely get in and out of the bathroom. You know, how can she access her kitchen? How can she access just her regular, you know, routine to be able to take care of herself? You know, is she able to dress her, you know, is her lower extremities, you know, or is she in any kind of splints or braces or any other kind of, you know, external fixators, anything like that that might keep her from being able to reach down and reach her, you know.
And, you know, this is, we take this so for granted because, you know, her going to clean out her kitty litter box was a huge worry to her because, you know, I mean, somebody's got to do it. And she's not a person, she's more like me. She does not like to ask for assistance. She likes to be independent.
I think most of us are like that though.
Yeah, but she's one step above it. So,
but you know, you don't think about those regular activities of daily living, how hard it is with a simple, I mean, much less both legs broken, but a simple injury, it's so much harder. I mean, Jason, you mentioned your shoulder surgery.
Right.
That makes driving, getting in and out of cars, carrying things—it's amazing how much that does impair you.
Right, right, and then in the case of your relative, you know, as far as, you know, is she strong enough to be able to propel a wheelchair? You know, is she strong enough to support herself on the walker when she is able to start standing? You know, that lack of strength can also be, you know, something gets in the way of her being able to get back and forth to the mailbox or being able to get out to the shopping and be able to tolerate the length of time. You know, she may not have the endurance to make it a whole time. Maybe she needs to consider power mobility, you know, temporarily, you know, scooter or power wheelchair, something like that.
Can you help with that?
Yes, yes, we can do. Usually for when somebody needs power mobility, it involves needing someone from a durable medical equipment company who is trained in providing those type of assessments, as well as a therapist. It could be a physical therapist or occupational therapist. And then, in addition, has to have an agreement with the patient's primary physician.
Oh, absolutely. But we can use that help, too. And we often don't get – I didn't ask for it because I didn't know it was available. But if that's available to PCPs, that would be a great service for Home Care Solutions to provide, to have someone like you giving an expert opinion.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how often could you help somebody like – well, we might do that in just a minute. But I want to know how often you can come out and help in a typical situation like, you know, Ed's family. Like it's a new referral, are you there every day, three times a week? What would be an average?
Usually in a home health setting, we'll kind of look at whether, okay, are they going to qualify, are they going to be appropriate to have PT and OT services? Usually we do each discipline 2 to 3 times a week in typical situations. If both of us are coming out, you know, that person may be actually getting one or both of us, you know, one or the other, at least each day, each week, you know, so at least they've had a point of contact. In a lot of situations. So.
And you know what? For those who are just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us. And we do have Jason with Home Care Solutions talking about, you know, a very, very important conversation for people who have been injured, had surgery, have felt disabled with inability to function in their daily life. A company like Home Care Solutions can come in and give a total appraisal and give all the assistance necessary to set up the home and the environment to help life function again. I'm more of the general public. I'm, of course, owner of Nutrition World. I've dealt with health for 40-plus years, but this is not part of the segment of my normal conversation. But I know of so many people who've come into the store who've had a relative, a parent, or themselves who've suffered some freak accident or some just normal occurrences of life, and they're kind of frozen because they're like, all I can do is sit on the couch and hit remote control, and then I have to have everyone help me. So they... Home Care Solutions sounds like a true, very valuable, hopeful solution for a lot of these people. And how many of your patients would, what do you do if someone comes in and say, Dr. Green, my leg's broke and I don't have a family structure.
You know, think of so many of these people, like you mentioned, your sister, right? Mm-hmm. Your sister, she's probably been referred to home health or to some therapist by her surgeon, by her orthopedist already. This is something that comes up every week, usually several times a week. I will have someone who is essentially homebound who needs some type of home health services, and I have, gosh, more people than I can even count in home health, a lot of them in Home Care Solutions, and there are other home health companies in town that do a great job, but of course, Home Care Solutions is my favorite, and they're one of our sponsors. Let me remind people about that, and we're very thankful for Home Care Solutions sponsorship. But we have that come up several times a week, and all I have to do, it's just a simple phone call and a referral away, and we have someone calling them usually the same day, and they're in there within a day, usually within 24 to 48 hours, someone is in their home helping them.
And insurance pays if they have good insurance, right?
Yes, as long as they, when doing the assessment, they meet the qualifications, you know, but most, you know, Medicare insurances, you know, recognize physical therapy, occupational therapy services, nursing services is, you know, as long as the patient meets the criteria for needing those services.
Right,
You know, they want to make sure that they're going to benefit from the services. So.
Uh-huh. And they always are. They're very careful to make sure that you do meet the criteria, whether that's for private insurance or Medicare. And Medicare does cover those services. And so often, even providers, like before I worked with home health, I thought homebound, which is one of the criteria that you have, meant someone was incapable of leaving the home. That's not technically true. So if a provider is unsure, well, gee, a home health, you know, Home Care Solutions rep can go out there and look to see if they meet the criteria. They don't have to worry about, you know, doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. They'll find out if the patient meets those criteria, but it has to be very difficult to get out of the home for, you know, just like your sister. It's not that she'll be that way forever, but she certainly could benefit.
Well, one question I have, which may be not completely on target here, just because of my lack of knowledge, is there a service, and I'm not thinking you offer it, but for a person who needs to get to their doctor and yet has no way to get there? How does that work?
In some of the counties, they have the county transit. And so it would be a matter of, you know, whether you're in in Hamilton County, Catoosa County, Walker County, you know, or some of the Whitfield mm-hmm. County. These are just some I'm aware of, but it would be a matter of just contacting them. They usually need a few days in advance notice of when your appointment is mm-hmm. so they can set up and what's your impairment, what kind of, are they going to need a lift, are you going to be coming by wheelchair, or you know, what kind of system.
Interesting.
And but it usually costs a few dollars, you know, each way. You do have to plan extra time in those things. Some people use Uber in the serving area. Some people use Uber and Lyft as a means of getting back and forth if they are capable of getting in and out of the car safely.
But I think insurance does usually cover the TransAid and those kinds of people.
Yes.
Okay. And probably a Home Care Solutions rep or nurse could have all those numbers available, probably.
Jason, if someone is in a need of your services right now, how could they learn more and make an appointment?
They could first contact their doctor and say that, I'd like to have, see if they agree with the need for the home health services. And then the doctor can just send a referral to the home health office for, just fax it to
her or
call them.
But you have many competitors in the marketplace, so Home Care Solutions would be something maybe important for them to request.
Exactly.
And let me throw in real quick before we're done with time here, that I think there's an open house. Listeners, don't hold me to that, but I think there's an open house either at our Dalton office or in the Ringgold office. I think you can get on the website, Home Care Solutions website, and check on that. Go to the open house. Learn more about home health if you want to.
Yeah, I love that. And, if you just Google Home Care Solutions, we have the page up here, it's quite informative about how person-centered it is and the quality and the community-minded. So I've learned a tremendous amount, Jason, and thank you for coming in. It is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing more about your health with my partner, Dr. Green. So join us. I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, for our third segment. And Dr. Green, I did look on the news for the health news of the week, and it was one of the most interesting articles I have read in some time on why people in Okinawa live so long, but it's not about their numbers, it's about the quality of life. Have you read much about that?
No, I don't think I've seen that at all.
Well, the truth is, and Dr. Gupta did this wonderfully written article in Okinawa, which is a series of islands near Japan. Three-fourths of the people who are almost 100 are completely self-sufficient. They have tremendously less heart disease, dementia, or cancers. Their bones are stronger than people half their age in this country. And, Dr. Gupta is so interesting. He was actually the first one to do the article on hemp and CBD that really turned the corner for the interest in hemp oil that we always talk about. But there's three reasons why the people of Okinawa seem to have this quality of life, and that's what I focus on. I'm really not about longevity as much as quality, and I say this constantly. Yes, I'm fully immersed in the right diet, the right exercise, the right nutritional supplements, but I really don't know if I'm going to live that much longer. I want quality of life, even if it's only 65 years of living. I want it to be quality because most people are simply not having the quality. They're depressed. They lack energy. You see it all the time. I mean, that's why the offices are filled. But the three reasons why Dr. Gupta says these people in Okinawa are doing so well. Number one reason, sense of purpose in life. Sense of purpose. And, when you think and you really start listening to people, many people have lost that sense of purpose. The sense of purpose should not be your weekly vacation in June in Florida. you know, and it shouldn't be, oh, let me wait till I'm 65 and I start getting retirement. That's not what I call. I'm talking about something that lights your heart up. I fly small airplanes. I love it. I'm completely immersed in it. That and plus several other things. And I know you have a sense of purpose in life. Secondly,
it sounds almost spiritual, though, right?
You know, exactly. Well said. And some of us are comfortable with that journey and some seem to not be. And I just believe that it's as important or more important than any even healthy food. Secondly, is having a tribe. What, you know, we kind of feel like that, what we know that that means. People who have your back. It doesn't have to be family. It can be a small group of people you've acquired through living and having great friendship with. You know, we live in a very superficial world, at least from my observations, and superficial people I would not count as my tribe.
And I wonder how social media is affecting that.
You know, that's a good question. What are your thoughts? I think it's more superficial at that level.
Well, I think it deteriorates that. You know, one-on-one relationship has so much more value.
Absolutely. And you know, we can pretend on social media. And I know that actually I've had some amazing connected moments with my daughter and a few other people through social media, texting at a special moment, and I'll send a photo and say, Katie, you know, look at this. And you know, those are special moments, but I've already acquired the tribe of that person.
Yeah, you're already family or deep friends. And it just seems to have shallow roots is the way I think about it in my mind, as opposed to deep roots.
Oh, that's a perfect way to say it. Perfect. And then the last, you know, conversation about these Okinawans is diet. And when they looked at the variety of foods, number one, the variety of foods in a daily diet of an Okinawan is about 14 different foods. And these contain root vegetables, small amounts of fish, fruit, sweet potatoes, not white potatoes, bitter melons. I mean, bitter melon, we sell it in capsules for people for blood sugar reasons. These are medicinal foods they are eating.
I honestly thought that was going to be number one. You surprised me with the sense of purpose and the tribe. So I would have thought he'd start with that. I mean, we talked about that now for years. The diet, say, in that area, also Mediterranean, those two diets have medicinal purpose.
And, you know, Dr. Gupta is saying that the Okinawans will, their menu is made up of 200 different foods and spices regularly in their overall diet. And, you know, the most Americans, and I've heard many people speak on this in my field, they really have maybe a dozen. That's what they live on 90% of the time, is these single dozen foods. And when you don't have, well, most people in the dozen foods, they're not doing the antioxidants. They're not doing the colored vegetables. They're doing, okay, chicken, beef, and fish. That's one. Well, that's not still a plant-based diet. And then you've got dairy. That makes up the other chunk. Then you've got vegetables that are basically non-existent for your production of health, which are white potatoes, rice, pasta, breads. Then you've got the drinks, which are sweet drinks. And so none of that's fueling their health. Where's the other 200 foods that Okinawans have that we don't? So creating a variety of foods in your diet is vitally important. And you know
but
what?
How did they do that? I mean, we've talked about on the show, so you go back a couple of hundred years, you ate what was grown and raised either on your land or nearby you. That was your choice. You didn't have Publix and Aldi's. You didn't have fast food. You didn't have those things. I'm wondering if the Okinawans are eating locally, getting what's locally sourced. You know, what is their, why do they do that? How do they have all that variety and the quality?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. It is still, you know, it's an old culture. The women will go out and do the shopping for the foods in the local markets, and they will put together this combination. And a part of it, you know, I mean, they can't get the same foods all the time, but they have, I think, a big obstacle they've overcome that we haven't. We are addicted to our taste buds, and people in other cultures are less about the taste buds and more about quality, nutrient density, and then taste is like third or fourth. And you know, I tell people this occasionally, not to stun them, but I told the lady who waits on me over at Mongolian, she was telling me or asking me, where have you been? I said, well, I've been eating at the Indian place. I've been eating at the Korean place. And she said, oh, I don't like any of those foods. How can you do that? I said, I don't eat for taste. She's like, what? why would you not eat for taste? I said, I do is third or fourth on my list. Quality and cleanliness is number one and two. And she said, I just can't do it. Well, I guarantee the Okinawans do not eat primarily for taste. They eat for the other reasons of tradition and ancestry. They know intuitively that these foods are good. It's just part of that's intuition. You don't have to go to school to know if you have a connection with the world of the spirit and the fact that the way the foods grow and just watching nature. I mean, animals, they can have a narrow diet, but they're going to graze. They're going to go around and eat lots of different things, and we have to have the difference in order to create the super health. So,
well, and I would imagine on, and I can't say for us, we've talked about it so much, but I would imagine on the Nutrition World website, nutritionw.com, you probably have healthy dietary recommendations. I know either Katie has or was going to give a lecture, wasn't it, with fermented foods, products mm-hmm. like that, if I remember right. I'm going by memory, so listeners, take it with a grain of salt. But things like that could be beneficial to their health, add variety and quality.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's another part that wasn't in this article. I can assure you the Okinawans are very big into fermented foods. One reason they ferment foods is for the stability of the food. When you don't have a lot of refrigeration, which they didn't have, none of us did through the whole thousands of years, you had to preserve the food through either, you know, means like salt or freezing it or fermentation. Fermentation kind of solidifies the freshness of the food. But what it does when you ferment is it quadruples the value of these nutrients and these phytochemicals and these antioxidants. So, you know, again, I always kind of make the statement, if you shop at a grocery store, generally the only foods that support your health will be on the outside of the groceries, not outside of the building, but on the when you walk in on the you know, outer walls, when you make the circle. Anything that when you go inward, when you get the canned foods, the processed foods, the Cheese Whizzes, the Cokes, the cereals, I mean, that's going to be negative for your health. So shopping for the vegetables and small amounts of fruits. Now, you know, we talk constantly about the keto diet. I am a big fan of that, which is eating a lot of healthy fats, which is avocados, olive oil, coconut oil, butter, organically grown. And actually on my other podcast, Dr. Green, I just did it this past week. So many people come in, and I know you've asked this on many occasions. They want to do a keto diet because they have heard it from friends and they've watched people who've done it, but they don't really know how to start. I did on theholisticnavigator.com, theholisticnavigator.com, my other personal podcast, the beginner's program on keto. It is a 35-minute. This is how, if you listen to this at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you will start your keto diet at 5 that night with supper, and you'll be pretty well-skilled at knowing how to make your choices, and then, of course, learn more as time goes on. But I want to help people start this diet because, first off, if you do it wrong, it's not going to be good. But if you do it right, it can be miraculous. Are you still kind of living that lifestyle?
Yeah, I'm getting back into it. You know, I lost too much weight too fast last year doing this. But, yeah, I have to educate the patients on that as well. So that's one more resource. Thank you for that. And there are those two free lectures on nutritionw.com as well for beginners and advanced class they can listen to, I believe, for free. And so they have that available. And, yeah, I've been trying to nutshell the keto diet for people because they keep coming in this year. Last year, it was pure interest. It was the craze. This year, many people are saying it's just too hard to do. Mm-hmm. That's not true. It's really not that hard. I mean, you have to think. You have to prepare. But it's not that hard a lifestyle. It really isn't.
Well, the word prepare is exactly the key word. And prepare doesn't mean you have to go to the store and always fix everything. I eat out way, 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 way too much, as you know. But I make the keto choices. And it's very easy once you get 1 week under your belt. There's no doubt. I do want to say that we are going to be having my daughter, actually, Katie, is going to be having a workshop on making healing herbal salves. And it's going to be really cool because you're going to come in and you're going to get the ingredients, and she's going to show you exactly how to make, you know, your own homemade herbal remedies for pain and discomfort and swelling. It's going to be at 2 o'clock it's under events on nutritionw.com on May 19th. So you do need to sign up early.
Yeah, let me remind people again. I think there is a Home Care Solutions Home Health open house. Just check their website. And that's either at Dalton. There is now a Dalton office, which opened in the last year, as well as the Ringgold office, so two locations to serve you. I also want to remind people talking to Jason a little bit off the air, Home Care Solutions has, you know, so much to offer. We talked about the nursing, the medication management. We talked about OT and PT, but they also have speech therapy that can help people, whether that's after strokes. Speech therapy also does swallowing therapy. A lot of people don't know that, so people have a swallowing difficulty. Speech therapy is the branch that helps with that. And they even have continence training. That's come up in the last year. So if someone, male or female, has difficulty with continence issues, urinary continence, they have therapists specialized in that service as well.
I love that, and I'm so glad that he actually brought that up after we ended the second segment. There are so many people, as you know, Dr. Green, that, you know, probably half the people who have this won't even mention it, is, you know, urinary issues of, you know, not being able to hold it and not being able to get to the bathroom. And they're not really ill or sick, but there's part of the demon of Father Time in men and women. And so I love the fact that there's actually some organized system and a company that can help people. And it doesn't, you know, first off, when you hear that, you're like, what are they going to do, stick something in me? No, it's about stabilizing and strengthening that area. I'm only guessing this, that doing the Kegel exercises would be one of them.
That is part of it.
Okay, so lovely. And speech. The speech thing, it's also so devastating to the health of anyone who's getting older when the swallowing starts going down. So that's...
And speech therapy after strokes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's already time for us to take a break, Dr. Green. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, for that introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale Baptist Church, download their free app or visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. All of us have experienced pain in life. All of us are living wounded and scarred. We learn to live with our wounds and to move forward. But whether we realize it or not, those wounds and scars change us. There are no perfect parents. There are no perfect friends. There is no perfect family. There are no perfect spouses. We live in an imperfect world with imperfect people, and we sometimes lash out at others and hurt them because we ourselves are broken and in need of healing. It is a difficult exercise to allow God to heal our past wounds and then guide us to a lifestyle of forgiveness of the scars we have accumulated. But without forgiveness, other people's mistakes can affect our future. Well, pain in life is a certainty. It's inevitable. But suffering can be a choice. Thankfully, God heals. Psalm chapter 147, verse 3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And Psalm chapter 103, verse 4 says that God crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. He longs to heal the wounded places in our lives and to show us His love. So allow God into the wounded places of your heart and experience restoration and healing and freedom from the harmful events of your past. Allow God to help you move into a lifestyle of forgiveness. And those scars can become symbols of God's healing and love rather than painful reminders of past hurts. As James chapter 2, verse 13 says, mercy triumphs over judgment. Experience triumph instead of pain. Freedom instead of enslavement to fear and pain, and joy instead of anger. Choose healing instead of suffering. Let me read next Psalm chapter 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves all those who are crushed in spirit. And I also want to share something last that I found. It's a little funny, but it goes right along with this. It was titled The Elimination Diet, which we've all heard of, but it says remove anger, regret, worry, resentment, guilt, and blame. Then watch your life and health improve. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend, for that message of healing. What a great analogy. I have dealt with people with needing to do elimination diets because the foods they were eating, they didn't realize were toxic to their whole physical being. But to do this on a spiritual level, that is a beautiful message. Thank you.
It goes right along. Also, we talked about the people, the Okinawans, and their sense of purpose in life and having a tribe. But if you're holding on to all of your pain and your guilt and your fears, you lose your sense of purpose. The tribe is not there. You don't have those connections. I mean, it is crucial to life and health.
And, you know, we all go through moments of panic and fear. It's just wired for us. But when you're swimming in the ocean of it, you lose sight. And when you lose sight, you know, we start sinking and then we drown. So thank you. Thank you so much. Dr. Green, I do want to ask you about this surging epidemic of hepatitis A that's going on that I keep reading about it. And I know several restaurants have found employees who have it, and that's one of the main ways that people get it. So tell us more about that.
Well, right now I'm actually losing count of the number of restaurants that have had hepatitis A outbreaks. It's very unfortunate. I'm sure that's on the internet. You can search that. But yes, hepatitis A, the reason you see all of these signs, we've talked about that, hand washing, all these signs in the restaurants, in the bathroom, employees, please wash your hands before returning to work. That's actually one of the biggest reasons that it's there. Hepatitis A is a viral illness. It does affect the liver. It's usually a self-limited disease, but it can be fatal, unfortunately. So, you know, there are increasing cases in Northwest Georgia, some deaths, and that is highly unfortunate. It's a preventable disease. And if the employee happens to have hepatitis A, uses the bathroom, does not wash or does not wash adequately, returns and serves food, prepares food, that's unfortunately how it's transmitted. And if you think you may have been exposed, your doctor, your provider can test for that. So we can do testing in the office. We have hepatitis A vaccines that can be given. So if you think you're exposed, you can't undo that exposure, but you can go get your vaccine and it gives some level of protection. Some of the symptoms that you may have, some are vague. I mean, some are easy. Fever. But that could be from anything. But if you've eaten at one of the restaurants you find online and have fever, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, dark-colored urine, gray-colored stool, if you turn jaundice, so your eyes or skin turn jaundice, that would be bad. I mean, get to see your doctor right away. Joint pain, joint inflammation can also be a sign of viral illness, so that's another symptoms. So watch for those things. If you're having any of those, by all means, get into your provider and get tested.
Good advice. I just wonder how long after exposure before symptoms start happening. I know that, you know, it can be sometimes more than a day. I mean, it's not that super quick, probably. I know that, and we have talked about hand washing, and I know that I make this statement constantly that you know, hand washing is very important. I'm not a hand washer because I'm following the philosophy of the way that I get or believe that we get germs within us is having germs on our hands and then touching an orifice, the orifice being your eye, your ear, and your nose. Those are the three most transportable parts to any virus, any bacteria is going to be carried through the fingers, and then you're going to put it. So my goal is to not touch orifices. However, when we talk about things like this and we need people to make sure that they have clean hands when they're touching our food, now that's a different matter because you are ingesting the virus. And I'll be honest with you, I do, you know, my quirkiness of my own perspective of health, I think a lot of the bacteria and viruses are not being killed in foods we eat for a specific reason. And that is antacids. the over-the-counter and prescription antacids that people who are taking for year after year after year is negating the ability of the stomach to kill these pathogens. And, you know, the thing is, the hydrochloric acid, which is supposed to be in our stomach, is going to kill everything. But guess what happens when you don't have it? First off, you lack the ability to send calcium to your bones. Secondly, you are not killing the bad guys. Can you imagine what would happen to a vulture who's eating all the dead food on the side of the road in the middle of summer if he did not have hydrochloric acid in his gut? He would be dead within a day, because that hydrochloric acid is what kills all the botulism and the food poisoning from those rotting animals. I know that sounds like a gross thing to be talking about, but raising, you know, the FDA actually even has on many of these over-the-counter antacids that you should only do this for 2 weeks. We have a rising epidemic of osteoporosis that's crazy, that is connected to this. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't take it. You have to follow your healthcare provider's advice, because what you don't want is the acid in your throat. The key to stopping acid in your throat is not always just shutting the factory down. It is trying to figure out why the gasket in the top of the GI tract is loose. It's really a plumbing issue. The plumbing issue is, we have stomach acids, but why is it in our throat? One of these is the foods that we eat. If you had tons of carbohydrates, if you have targets and spicy foods, anything that can weaken the gasket, including caffeine, wine, and chocolate. So there's my take. I'm sorry I got rambling on that, Dr. Green.
No, and thank you for that. If, by the way, someone had been out eating at one of these restaurants, the average incubation period before you'd see symptoms is about 28 to 30 days. So it may be a while before you have symptoms, so you can still go get tested. You can look for antibodies against the surface of that virus, so you can be tested for it. You can receive the vaccine, but about 28 days from exposure to symptoms is the average incubation.
Cool. Well, that's a good thing to know. So if someone ate something, then it's just a couple of days they're feeling bad. Of course, they won't know. I mean, if you eat out like I do, there'll be no way I could track it because of the fact that I eat out so much. But again,
if I did eat at one of those restaurants, I will tell you, I would be at my provider. Go ahead and get the vaccine.
Bingo.
That would be good advice.
You know,
don't wait for the symptoms.
That is perfect. If I'd been eating at, and I'm not going to use the name of any restaurants, you can look that up. But if I had been eating there, especially on a regular basis, I'm going to you to get you to test me because I need to know. I mean, even if the body heals itself, I want to have this information, because if it goes sour and bad, you need to help me get well again. So thank you for that very much important information. Well, you know what, Dr. Green? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Again, we've now had over a year and 3 months of these, and I love it. It is presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Chris Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.